streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the side. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
This is what the Las Vegas Raiders need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Wilson and Josh Edwards from with the first pick here to give you the ultimate mock draft for the team that picks 13th overall. All right, let's jump into the old NFL mock draft database simulator. Pick 13, Josh. What are we thinking? Because quarterbacks, actually scroll down a little bit, Harry. See if there's Michael Penix Jr. there. Or you can go to quarterbacks, I suppose, and see if that makes, see if our guy Michael Penix Jr. is still there. He is there, somehow ranked below Bo Nix. Okay. Spencer Rattler should be 15 on this list, but whatever. All right. We think a quarterback here, or are we going to roll with Aiden O'Connell and or Gardner Minshew?
I don't know that I love either of those options. 13 is a little rich for me for Michael Penix Jr. I know you like him a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
The other positions that I would consider are cornerback, which they've been trying to fill for several years. And the offensive line, offensive guard, right tackle, one of those two positions, because fun little game you can play with the Raiders, Ryan. Can you name their current starting right tackle or right guard, rather?
No, it was the guy from Alabama who I think they recently released.
Yeah, it was DJ Fluker, and then they released him, and now it says it is Jordan Meredith.
So, Jordan Mayer, that name sounds familiar. DJ Fluker, I'll tell you this. Last year at the Bryce Young Pro Day, he was there working out just as a guy, former first-round pick, coming back, working out at his alma mater, trying to impress people. And he looked, he was bigger than most mobile homes. I'm not even kidding. I said to Rick, you think there's a chance he's able to get back in the league? He goes, it's going to be a long shot. So, to your point, the fact that he was even on the Raiders roster, I think he was listed as a starter for a point this offseason. That tells you what dire straits they're currently in. All right, so we have JPJ sitting right there. Don't love him?
Not at 13. I'm a little bit lower. Who are the corners that are available? Oh, okay. So we've
had a run on corners, it looks like, because only Nate Wiggins. I like Nate Wiggins more than most people. I don't know why people they say he can't tackle. He can tackle. Kool-Aid ran the 4.47 at his pro day recently. Rakestraw's a great player. He's a little undersized. Reminds me of Devin Witherspoon in terms of the physicality per pound. But he feels – Rakestraw sort of feels like a Raider to me, too, but he can't take him at 13.
No, and I think that's the decisions that they've made in the past that have gotten them in trouble. So I agree with you there. Let's go with either Michael Penix Jr., Jackson Powers Johnson, Graham Barton, whatever you feel most comfortable with.
All right, let me ask you this. So you're not high on Penix Jr. Are you thinking about getting one later in the draft, a quarterback, or are you just going to have to figure that out later?
I would consider one later, 44. I know we're not doing trades in this, but trading up into the bottom half of the first round, early second round, I think, would be more where I'm comfortable with that. But 44, I think, is probably where I'm most comfortable taking a guy like Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr., Spencer Rattler, whatever ends up being the best quarterback situation in that moment.
We're in a spot here because these
are
needs.
A spot.
And this is. All right, let's do
it. And in the actual draft, you would probably trade back if you were faced with this type of a situation, because there's going to be teams that are interested in probably those wide receivers that are available, an edge rusher or something of that nature.
All right. This is tough. I'm leaning Jackson Powers Johnson because he can play guard and center. and then we can circle back. If there's a quarterback there, 44, Bo Nix or Michael Penix Jr., we take him. If not, we just keep going cornerback. We just keep filling out the roster. We got to get better.
Works for me.
All right, let's do JPJ here. Are we overdrafting him a little bit? For some people, yes. But he could end up going 16 to Seattle. So, you know, if you're of that opinion, it's only three picks. All right, let's see who's on the board here. So Chop Robinson is there, 44. Bo Nix is there. Michael Penix Jr. is there. All right, so now I'll ask you. I don't think Chop lasts till 44, but he could slip outside of the first round. I do like Chop, though, as an edge rusher. But Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr., there's a chance both these guys are here. I've seen the over-under prop for Bo Nix at 32.5, and I'm like, okay, that would be something if he's under that number. But I'll let you decide which quarterback since I took the interior offensive lineman at 13.
I prefer Michael Penix Jr. between the two of them. This is about the range that I think they probably should be taking. Because of the quarterback position, they may get driven up the board a little bit, but I'm comfortable with either of them at 44.
Yep, let's do Michael Penix Jr., Harry, and keep on keeping on. That feels like we're stealing there. We'll see if it actually happens. I think Penix is going to actually end up in the first round. I just don't – you can explain it to me later why people are down on him based on his tape. But that's a conversation for another time. All right, 77. So Trey Benson, Marshawn Nealon, who I like a lot, the edge rusher out of Western Michigan. Braylon Trice is still there. Who else we got, Harry? Michael Hall Jr., who's – oh, boy, he's a twitched-up interior. He feels like a Raider, but they did sign Christian Wilkins. Let's look at the cornerbacks because that is an area of need. So your guy, Andrew Phillips, out of Kentucky's there. I love Chris Abrams-Strings and Kyrie Jackson for different reasons. I don't know if any of those guys are something you're interested in at 77 or is a little too rich, or what are you thinking?
It's probably a little too rich because of the value. I would say defensive tackle would be a position that I would consider just pairing somebody with Christian Wilkins. And then who else? Yeah, there's some good options there. I mean, Michael Hall
is he's not, I don't want to call him a one-trick pony. That's unfair to him. He's undersized for an interior defensive line, but he is super twitched up. It just, he needs to add a few pounds or play with lower pad level. Rook Ororo, I think. Is that the way you pronounce it?
Works for me. Sounds close enough.
I keep getting Rook's name wrong. Out of Clemson, he's made huge strides while in South Carolina playing for the Tigers. Leonard Taylor didn't have the season I wanted. I don't know if he was injured or not. Dwayne Carter is another guy at Duke who's incredibly twitchy and a little heavier than Michael Hall Jr. So what are you thinking here?
I'll leave the choice to you between Michael Hall Jr. or Marshawn Nealon, who I think we both really like. I think he's got a chance to go in the first round. So you're talking about really good value.
We talked to Marshawn at the Combine, and I believe it was Marshawn who said his favorite player growing up was Troy Polamalu. So that automatically means that he's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. First round is something else. I love the idea. Let's do it, Harry. Western Michigan with Eastern Michigan and Max Crosby. And then you got both sides of Michigan covered. And if he's 50% of Max Crosby, that he should have been a first-round pick. All right, next up, pick 112. And so we're still looking for cornerbacks. The safety is Trevon Moehring and Marcus Epps, currently listed as the starters. They could add depth there. So defensive back in general. I was talking to our buddy Pete Prisco the other day. He loves Sione Vaki. He thinks he has a chance to be a really good football player. He likes him better than Cole Bishop, his teammate, who a lot of people are high on at the safety position on Utah as well. So hit cornerback real quick. Let's see where we're starting, Harry, and then we'll figure it out. So Abrams Drain and Kyrie Jackson are both still there. DJ James, Jarvis Brownlee, scroll down a smidge. Kalen Carson, Josh Newton, Nehemiah Pritchett. Anything stick out to you? Shaw Smith Wade, too, excuse me.
I'm a big fan of Chris Abrams Drain, so that would be my pick. He's been very undervalued in these mock draft exercises, but yep. I think either he or Kyrie Jackson would be great value at 112.
Let's go with Abrams Drain. I think he's a more complete player. He's not as long as Kyrie Jackson. But I'm with you. I think if he's going to go on day two, I believe, unless there's something we don't know about. I think he's a good player. He was the guy that we were talking about 12 to 18 months ago. It wasn't Ennis Rakestraw, who has since made his way into the first round conversation. So Roger Rosengarten staring us in the face. If you want to add some offensive line depth, I like him a lot out of Washington. I think his issue, and I've talked about this before, is that his last game in college was not a good one, and that was the final against Michigan. But no one on that team played well against Michigan. I get that. But are there other holes you want to fill if we're not talking offensive line?
running back would be something to consider because you did lose Josh Jacobs in that situation. You've got Alexander Mattison, Zamir White, Amir Abdullah competing for those positions. So I think that's something that you would consider.
Mm-hmm. So Will Shipley is there. I think he needs help around him to have success. He's not a guy that's going to be running through arm tackles all day. Garrido ran the four threes or the four twos. Garrido ran like 4.31 or something crazy. He didn't play that fast out of Louisville. He's a big back though. Tyrone Tracy is a dual threat back. Rasheen Ali had a really good Senior Bowl. Dylan Lobby did too. And Dylan Johnson, like his teammate Roger Rosengarten, didn't have the best championship game. He was banged up. I think he got dinged in sort of the rankings for being dinged up. I think he's a tough player, and I give him a lot of credit for playing in that game. I'll let you make the final judgment. You are the running back scout.
I would take Roger Rosengarten because if you don't have that position shored up, it's not going to matter who you have running the football. Let's just throw him back there with Thayer Munford. Let the best man win. You no longer have Jermaine Illuminor, so if nothing else, you get some quality depth at that position.
And Christian Jones was still on the board. I think Roger Rosengarten is – they're similar type. They're graded similarly for me, so I'm certainly fine with that. All right, we have three more picks. Pick 208. So we can go in any direction here. Shadway Smith. Christian Boyd is still there if you want to add some defensive tackle help because we did not get – we went Marshawn Nealon instead. I'm a huge Christian Boyd guy. I don't know where you are on him.
Yeah, I like him quite a bit too.
How do you feel about
value at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's do Christian Boyd out of Northern Iowa, who, again, I think he has a chance to be a top 100 guy. And
we got to take Tyrone Tracy, the running back out of Purdue. I mean, we didn't take a running back yet. I think that's a home run.
Yep. And this is sort of falling into our lap. We'll see how the YouTube commenters feel. You'll believe this, Josh, but typically they differ in opinion. Than what we may feel at the time. All right, let's see what else we got there. So I don't hate the idea of obviously best player available, but getting a wide receiver here. You had Davante Adams, who has been unhappy at times, and I get it. Jacoby Myers and Trey Tucker, their rookie last season. And then after that, it's pretty wide open. The DJ Turner and Christian Wilkerson, the only two other wide receivers on the roster. I love Marcus Rosemy-Jack Saint. He ran a glacial 40 time. And the only thing I will say in his defense, he didn't have a drop at all last year, had a really good Senior Bowl. Jake Bobo out of UCLA ran a 4.9, maybe higher than a 4.9 last year. Ended up going to Seattle and being pretty productive in limited reps and offered something on special teams. Keep scrolling down a little bit, Harry. Let's see who else we got just in case there's some guys that slipped through the cracks for whatever reason. Caden Wallace is a great player. Jalix Hunt is a high upside edge rusher convert from safety by way of Cornell, I believe. So I'll let you let – you won the raffle. You get to make the last pick, Josh. What are you thinking?
If I'd known Caden Wallace would be there, that might have changed the strategy a little bit because I think that's really good value. Dominique Hampton, we still haven't addressed safety.
Yeah.
But for me, I really like Ryan Flournoy from Southeast Missouri State.
All right, let's do it.
I like him better than some of those other wide receivers available, so that would be the direction that I went.
Let's do it. We need wide receivers. He also was at the Senior Bowl. I thought he had a pretty good week as well.
Tested really well, too.
And he tested really well. All right, what do we got here? 13 Jackson Powers Johnson. I'm sure that will make no one in Raiders Nation angry. Look, man, it feels a huge need, and we were up against it. What do you want me to do? We could bring back Gruden if you want. That's up to you. Michael Penix Jr. at 44. See, it worked out. Marshawn Nealon, the edge rusher at 77 out of Western Michigan. He's going to be a really good player. He's only going to get better. Arrows pointing up on him. Chris Abrams Strain. Out of Missouri, add some depth in the secondary. Christian Boyd, add some depth on defense as well. And then you go offense with Rosengarten at right tackle, Tyrone Tracy, the running back, and Flournoy, wide receiver, to wrap things up. And that wraps things up for the Raiders Perfect Draft. Make sure you subscribe to NFL and CBS on YouTube and download the With the First Pick podcast, wherever you get your podcast. And stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we're hitting all 32 teams.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.